Anything else? Committee members? Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Supervisor, thank you.
Item number 18, please.
I'll bring back good money soon.
Item number 18, from the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to abolish one position of Administrative Specialist Fleet Management and create one position of Fleet Services Coordinator. This item was also referred to the Department of Administrative Services and Human Resources.
Thank you. Director Drenz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The department is bringing forward a request for a mid-year abolish and create in the Fleet Management Division for a Fleet Services Coordinator. I have with me today Director Dan Gayden of Fleet Management, who can answer any questions on the request since it is coming out of his area directly. So I'll turn over to him for a brief overview.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, prior to the 2010 budget, this position existed. It was abolished in the 2010 under the assumption that it could be split between the fleet director and the administrative specialist. We realized over the years that the workload and the need for a specialized person was overwhelming. When that position, she retired earlier this year, we thought it was a good opportunity to put it back as a fleet coordinator position. I can take any questions that you may have.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Similar to what I asked on something like this earlier, is this already in the 14 recommended budget, or how is the additional cost being absorbed in 14?
Chairman, members of the board, for 2014, we recently had a project that was done that removed our steam heat to boilers through the state project with the zoo interchange construction. And the savings we'll see with that utilities is going to cover this position to offset, along with the abolished administrative specialist position.
So you're absorbing it within the budget, but it does, you know how you're going to do it, but it does not show up in the 14 budget. But
no, it is not currently in the 14 budget.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Any other comments? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, so as the director stated, this does not appear in the 14 budget. So, well, then if you're going to have it, well, so this would create the position, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously. So, I think I'm answering my own question. I don't think there's a need to officially place it in the budget. Although that reflect the current. The soon-to-be state of the department. I don't know. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, the funding for this position will be added through Amendment 2, which you'll vote on Wednesday. All of the position changes that were done in September and in this cycle will be added up into that, and so you'll see that as Amendment 2.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, Mr. Chairman. I would appreciate having this more fully reflected in the budget, but as Mr. Fudge has stated, Director Fudge has stated, we will have this as a forthcoming amendment. Thank you, Directors, Director, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Supervisor Coleman?
I don't see Corporation Counsel in the room, are they? I don't see anybody. Perhaps Mr. Tyler could answer this question for me if he knows. Even based on Act 14, would it be your opinion, though, that the board still has the ability to abolish positions and create positions? Since that's what you're recommending? It's still within the board's purview?
I seek corporate counsel on that. I'm not in a position at this point.
The budget process is just the budget process.
Mr. Chair, I would make a motion that we lay this over until we can get some answers, since this apparently is going to be a part of the budget, potentially a part of the budget amendment also.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was misspeaking. This is a regular meeting. I misspoke. I'm sorry.
So my motion would be to lay this over at the call of the chair.
Supervisor Cullen moves to lay this item over to the call of the chair. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Just clarification. So amendment two in the budget is an amendment to true up the budget with previous person or recent breaking personnel actions. So if we don't take action, it won't show up in amendment two, right?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that is correct. If you approve this item or this item goes through this cycle, then the cost of it would show up in Amendment 2. If it were denied, then it would not be reflected in the cost in Amendment 2.
Or delayed.
I'm sorry?
If it's laid over, it's not an Amendment 2.
Correct. If it were laid over to the next cycle, it would not be in Amendment 2.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. We have a motion to lay over. We'll call the chair. Mr. Session.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Rick Session, Deputy Director of Human Resources. And I'm not Corporation Counsel, obviously, but my understanding is that it is within the board's purview as to decide on appropriations, and the number of positions and whether they're created or abolished is still within their purview. That's the way I understand it, and I think Corporation Counsel would probably say something.
Here's Mr. Bargan. Mr. Bargan, if you would come forward, please. Supervisor Cullen has a question for you, sir. Potentially.
Chairman,
I assume you didn't hear the question that I asked you.
Not only that you were looking for
right, that's
me.
My question is based on other things that may have been communicated to us. It would still be the Corporation Counsel's position that the board has the ability to abolish and create positions?
In the budget, yes. And then following.
I mean, we have an item today to abolish and create a position as part of our regular finance, personnel, and audit committee packet. That to you is legal?
Yes.
And if we did that within as part of the budget, that would also be legal?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
So do you continue with your motion and withdraw?
I'll withdraw my motion.
Thank you. What is the disposition of this item? What would the committee recommend?
I move approval.
So Supervisor Lipscomb moves approval of item number 18. Any comments, questions, further concerns? Seeing no indication of such, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Excused.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye. Supervisor Stamper, are you registering a vote?
Aye.
He says.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve item 18 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank